So Parshas Vayetze Tavshin Pei Aleph. Tonight's shir should be a continued refuah shlema for my daughter. As I said, Chana Rina Bas Leah Rachel. Baruch Hashem, she's improving. She should continue to improve and feel good. And there's a chus of us learning Torah tonight. So tonight we're not going to go through a mitzvah per se. We're just going to go through one question. That's going to be one question on the Parsha. We'll continue with the mitzvahs next week. But I guess connected to Thanksgiving and the theme of the day, which although it's not a Jewish day per se, obviously the concept and theme of the day is a very Jewish one, that of Hakaras HaTov, that of being thankful, that of giving Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to each other, to ourselves. So we're going to ask one question, and that's based on a Gemara. It's a question many of the Mefarshim struggle with. We know in this week's Parsha we have the birth of the Shvatim. And after Leah has her fourth son, she goes ahead and she names him Yehuda. She has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And each time when Leah gives a name to her child, or any Shevet's name, the Torah tells us the reason for the name of the child. This is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha as well, so I have the benefit of knowing, because I remember each year I lay in it, so I remember, you know, the Shvatim's names by heart, obviously, and the reasons too. But if you look, we know, if you look in source number 2, so the Torah says, Vatahar od vatilid bain, vatomer hapam ode es Hashem al king karash mo yudah vatamod miledes. In Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Hay, at the bottom of the first page, so the Pasuk says that Leah went ahead, and she conceived again and bore a son. She said, this time I'll thank Hashem. As if, like, beforehand she wasn't thanking Hashem or something. This is the time I'll thank Hashem. Therefore, she named him Yehuda, and she stopped bearing. She stopped having children after Yehuda. She had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Her fulfillment of children was Miskayim. So what's very interesting is if you look in source 1. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin Mebez. The Gemara is very bothered. I mean, the Gemara is not bothered. I'm bothered. And the Mefarshim are bothered. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishin Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So this is a teaching in the name of the Rashbi. Not something to take lightly. The Rashbi brings this down. Miyom Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esalomo, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehodeh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shebasa Leah VeHodasa. No one thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came along and thanked Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in our Parsha that we just read, HaPam Ode Es Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. So you read this Gemara, and it's very puzzling. Leah is not the first person created in the world. Leah wasn't the first tzaddikus in the world. We had many tzaddikim and menashim tzidkanios before Leah. We had Avraham Avinu, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Adam, Noach. And we find also that they offered korbanos, they thanked Hashem. So what does this Gemara mean? How is the Gemara saying that this is the first time a person thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's pashut not true. That's not true. We have to understand what does that mean? What is this hodah? What's unique? What's special about the hodah Leah had? This thanksgiving, this thankfulness, this hakaras hatov that she had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gemara goes ahead and highlights her as the first person in the world to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we're going to try to offer 5 approaches. That's going to be tonight's shiur. 5 different ideas on hodah. From the Torah's perspective, 5 different ideas on what this hodah, what does it mean to say thank you? Right, there's different ways of saying thank you. You say thank you one way, and you could say thank you in different ways, and that's what we're going to explore tonight. So if we start off, we'll start off with the Ksav Sefer. Before we get into the Ksav Sefer, he's on page number 2 on the top. So just to go through some of the history, it's very interesting. Rabbi Olbam has quoted this. He said that Rabbi Olbam pointed out that we know the Ksav Sefer was the son of the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer was Moshe Schreiber. The dates and years are below. The Chasam Sofer was the Rav in Pressburg for 33 years. His son, the Ksav Sofer, took over, was the Rav in Pressburg for 33 years. Then his son was the Shevet Sofer, who was also the Rav in Pressburg for 33 years. Each one of them died at the end of 33 years of being the Rav in Pressburg. Came along the Das Sofer, who we're going to quote next as the second shot in what HaPam Odes Hashem is, why the Gemara says Leah was the first one to thank Hashem. He was the Rav in Pressburg for 33 years. This is the great-grandson.
His name is Schreiber. Schreiber Niddish is
Seifer. So, there you go. Exactly. So his son, the great-grandson of the Chasam Sofer, was also the Rav in Pressburg for 33 years, and he said, I'm not staying here anymore. There's bad history in my family. I'm out. He picked up, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived longer because the town in Pressburg was wiped out by the Nazis in Achshimam afterwards. It's an amazing historical fact. Obviously, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, but he gave him the insight to realize This isn't good for me to stay here. It didn't work out well for my father and grandfather and great-grandfather. After 33 years, I'm fleeing, and he left. So the Ksav Sofer, in the second generation of the famous Sofers, so he asks the question. And what he says, he asks the question, he quotes the Gemara, if you look in line 2, Behut Tzmua, V'chiha Avos, Lo Hodu LaHashem, Al Nisim Shasa Lahem, HaYimakim Rekorbanos, of course they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's puzzled further by a Gemara that tells us as well that anybody who goes ahead and says, Kol HaOmer Halal B'chol Yom HaRezim Mecharif Megadif, anybody who goes ahead and says Halal each and every day, he's cursing God. He says, V'tzarach Bir. Say Halal to Hashem every day? How is that a bad thing? Why is that cursing God? V'lama, ki b'shvil shu zoche chazdei Hashem tamid yasiv yanish? He's going to be punished? He's going to lose out because he thanks Hashem every day? So he tells us a big chiddush. He says, Emes tzarich adam l'hoides b'chol yom v'yom ha'atov she'oseim. Of course a person has to thank Hashem each and every day for all the good that's done to them. Chazal tells us that if on each and every breath we take, kol neshima neshima, we need to thank Hashem. So he goes ahead and he explains that there's different types of seeing, of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Avos think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avadai, they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that was lamalam and ateva, for things that were great and amazing in this world. The person who wants to say Halal every day and mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, mention all the nisim and neflos that are goloi mefursim lakol, is going ahead and only focusing on those types of events and only acknowledging the Ribbono Shel Olam in those ways. A person who goes ahead and each and every day of their life realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the Teva. He's in charge of us waking up in the morning and Mamash giving us our neshama back to be able to breathe today, to be able to walk today, to be able to see today, to be able to also have a child today. Even though childbirth at first might seem natural, it might seem like something that it happens. It's the way of the world. A person, a husband, a wife, you know, they get pregnant and they have a child. It happened to Leah already 3 times. No. It happened 3 times, but the 4th time still, that's when Leah says, HaPam Oydeh Hashem. Even the things that seem natural, that's when she went ahead and she thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was the first one to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hodah, he says, at the end, on things that are B'teva. And we know that Teva is Elokim, all of Teva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Leah was Mechadish, this idea of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the natural day-in, day-out events, as we say in Modim, Anachnu Lach, we say, thank you Hashem for every moment, every second, for everything He gives us. That's what the Chiddush of Leah was, as opposed to everyone that came before her, which we don't find explicitly in the Pesukim in the Torah.
Why now?
Why now?
Yeah.
Meaning why not the first child?
Second, third.
That's a good question.
What happened
here? Why now? He doesn't answer why the fourth kid. Someone asked why now? Why the fourth son? Did Leah wait till the fourth son? And not the first 3 children.
Rashi
explains that, but you can maybe work them together. But Rashi says that, you know, each ima got, there were 4 of them, so there were 12 children, should have 3.
Mm-hmm.
She got 4, so now she was happy that she got more. Yaiser mechelki, she got more than she entitled to. You can put those together maybe, but it's not the main point the Ksav Sofer is driving at. But it's a good question. Why now? You know, why at that point? Maybe Reuven, Shimon, Levi also had significance to their names. And, you know, they were earlier. Says the Das Sofer in source number 4, Diffim Shat. He quotes in the Maram Shik. He says he heard the name of the Maram Shik. I'm going to say it outside just for time. That Leah wanted to call her son Yehuda. Why? And you have a son, Yehuda. There you go. Yehuda is thanks to Hashem. It's a lashon of bitmiyah. Ha'pa'am oyde es Hashem. This time I should thank Hashem. Meaning, only this time I should thank Hashem? Chas v'sholom, only this time I should thank Hashem. I should be constantly thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to call my son Yehuda, so that every single time I say Yehuda, I'm thanking Hashem. Every single time I mention my son's name, it's going to be Merumos Yoyman V'layla, today, all day, every time I call my son, I'm going to be saying, thank you to Hashem for my son. And so Leah was Mechadish, according to the Gemara and Brachos, this idea of just mamish, a constant, being in a constant state of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what she had in life. So that's the Das Sefer's pshat, a beautiful pshat in source number 4. Moving on, we have an idea from Rav Soloveitchik. Now Rav Soloveitchik in source number 5, he quotes a remarkable idea. He says, and Rabbi Lam also builds off of this in source number 7, he says the following. He says, the concept of thanksgiving involves expressing gratitude for God for that which has been attained while accepting that it is impossible to acquire everything that one desires. So we all want a lot in life. Sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. How do you respond when you don't get that which you want? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, only after her fourth son was born did Leah finally resign herself to the truth of her relationship with Yaakov. A woman has two great needs. She wants to be loved by her husband, and she craves children to whom to give her love. Leah realized that even after giving birth to three sons, there would be no fundamental change in Yaakov's relationship with her. Rachel would always remain the greater object of his love. With Yehuda's birth, Leah finally relinquished the hope of ever being Yaakov's beloved one, yet she was grateful to Hashem that she had four children to love and care for. Soloveitchik's idea is very profound. He's saying that Leah, all she wanted was to be more beloved in Yaakov's eyes than Rachel. The Pasuk tells us, Kisnua Anoichi. Pasuk says, Eine Leah Rakos, her eyes, she was always, that was her whole mission. Her whole mission, her tafkid was, I want Yaakov to love me. I want to be endeared. I want to be beloved to Yaakov more than my sister Rachel. And Leah never got that. She tried so hard. She gave birth to the first son, to the second son, the third son. By the fourth son, she gave up. She said, that's okay. I'm not going to get what I want. The Ribono Shel Olam isn't putting me in that place. I'm never going to be number one to Yaakov. I'm always going to be number two. Ha pa'am oideh es Hashem. I'm going to resign. I'm going to go ahead and accept my place in life and be thankful for it. Be thankful for all the good that I do have. Be thankful for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me four children. Be thankful that I'm second to Yaakov and I'm married to him, even though I'm not first. A beautiful idea by Soloveitchik. He concludes, Rishon Bar Yochai quotes the Gemara that the name Yehuda, you know, also later became associated with the Jewish people itself. We're called Yehudim. Despite the suffering and persecution we've subjected to, we remain thankful to Hashem for the privilege of being selected as His people. So yes, we can always ask questions and why this and why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that and why are there always tzaros and why are there tzaros for the Klal Yisrael and for the individual? But at the end of the day, to just accept that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed and to still say thank you for all the brachos that we do have is what Leah was mechadesh according to Rav Soloveitchik. Source number 6, we have Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. It's really a beautiful piece. The beginning, we'll just say outside though, and you can read the rest on your own. He goes ahead and he says at the end that the first words we say when we wake up in the morning are Modeh Ani. We don't say Ani Modeh. We say Modeh Ani. We put the Modeh, the thanks, before the Ani, before the I. Because it's not about me. I thank you, living and eternal King. We think before we think. Judaism, he says, is gratitude with attitude. Cured of letting other people's happiness diminish our own, we release a wave of positive energy, allowing us to celebrate what we have instead of thinking about what we have, instead of thinking about what other people have, and to be what we are instead of wanting to be what we are not. So again, perhaps Leah at this point achieved this level. She achieved this level of going ahead and just realizing, I'm happy with what I have. I got, like Rashi, I have more than my portion. I have four children now from Yaakov. I'm good. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that. It was an attitude, a hashkafa that Leah had in life. And Rabbi Lam will conclude the last piece in really profound ideas. So he asks the question, and he goes ahead and says, the answer, I believe, lies in a deeper understanding of gratitude or thanksgiving itself. He suggests that there's two types of thanksgiving. And this is very yesidistic in life. There are two kinds of levels of gratitude. Thanksgiving can be understood as courtesy or as conscience, as a social gesture, or as a sacred grace, as a way of talking, or as a state of the soul, as an aspect of personality, or a part of character. He's so poetic. It's like incredible. But he says the lower level, that of courtesy or social gesture, is one in which I give thanks only for goods received. Hakaras HaTov. Someone did a taiva for me. Someone did good for me. Okay, I need to repay them. I need to say thank you to them in exchange. I got something. I give them back something. That's a very low level of saying thank you, of a hodah, of a todah rabah to somebody. He says though, and he says it's based on the theory of compensation. Just as I must pay in cash for what I purchase, so I must say thanks for gifts or favors. Instead of paying in dollars and cents, I pay in expressions of sentiments. If you don't give me anything, naturally I don't thank you. It's an elementary human phenomenon, says Rabbi Sachs, says Rabbi Lam. The compensation theory of thanks is also reasonable and rational. He goes ahead, it's only minimal. It's not spiritual, it's not truly worthy. He says that the thank you that Leah was mechadesh, the type of thank you that Leah went ahead and taught us is a thankfulness not based on compensation or that which I owe to the other person for doing something for me, but instead it's based upon consecration. It's the consecration of one's whole character. It's uplifting oneself. It's a state of mind in which a man is so devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so dedicated to transcendent values, so elevated beyond petty, selfish concerns, that he himself feels grasped by a pervasive gratefulness even when he hasn't received some special favor in advance, even when that bribed into an expression of gratitude. And he says that those are the two different ideas. He says maybe that's the difference between thankfulness and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the lower level. That's the secular way. That's the way, you know, you thank somebody when they do something for you. But Judaism has a higher standard, a higher way of thinking, and that's the way Leah defined for it. Thankfulness is a reaction of the total personality, deeply personal and profoundly human. And, you know, that, and he goes on, he develops, it's a beautiful essay you can find online about the Daven Ma'ariv now, but he goes ahead and he says that it's not a matter so much of having something or receiving something, but of being something. Because the ability to achieve this higher form of gratitude is an integral aspect of character. It requires humility based upon deep insight. And he concludes and says that Hodah also comes from the Lashon of thank you. It comes from the Lashon of confessing. And that means to confess to someone else that you need them, that you're dependent upon them. And it's a midah. It shows a humility. People don't like doing that, but when you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you thank someone else, you're showing that you needed them for that. You're expressing submission. Exactly. And it's not natural maybe to do that, but it shows an amazing level of achievement of humility as well. So Shkoyach, everyone are listening. We should all take these ideas from Lei Imenu and infuse them into our daily lives. Have a great Shabbos.